Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Well, if this isn't the weekend all weeks, everywhere you turn, sterling news.
At least it's sunny out.
Thank goodness for that. Trey Burke won the Wooden Award today. In fact, the five guys I had on my ballot were the first five guys in the Wooden Award in the same order. But the vote between Burke and Oladipo was very close. And I want to point out, as a voter for the Wooden Award, we had to have our ballots in by March 25th. So that did not take into account Indiana's blow-up against Syracuse, and it did not take into account what Burke did against Kansas. Just so you know. So let's review the week that just went by. Let's see.
That'll take the whole hour.
Auburn's accused of paying guys and fixing grades, like winning the championship in 2010. Let's see. Next, the head of officiating in the Pac-12 made a bunch of jokes about giving a coach a T, which then led to eventually him resigning. And you read the accounts of referees, and after wavering on it, after I read their accounts, I believe that he made the right decision to resign. Let's see. Then you go to Rutgers, where a story that came out December 13th and it was known within the basketball community and talked about, by the way, openly on ESPN when he returned to the court. In a game that they did, I think, with Syracuse, about, you know, he's going to keep his temper under control and blah, 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 blah. I mean, they openly talked about it. So, I mean, for them to act like they're surprised by this, maybe they ought to pull the announcers aside that did that game. He's fired, justifiably. His assistant is fired or resigns, justifiably. The athletic director, who appeared to sign off on the idea to rehabilitate him, is eventually fired. And then we find out later from the university president that, well, the HR and the lawyers and blah, blah, blah. What? Wait a minute. And nobody can answer my question as to who the administrator was in charge, who did exit interviews, and whether the topic came up. To then the head of the NCAA sparring with reporters yesterday in Atlanta and getting personal with one at one point. Other than that, I think the week's gone well.
Oh, yeah, and there's a big couple of basketball games coming up this weekend. By the way, you and Dick Girardi last half hour, available, by the way, on the podcast at SteveJonesShow.com. Were you talking about Patino possibly making it into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, he's going to. They're going to make the announcement Monday, though.
Yeah, CBS Sports Radio is saying that they have a source confirming that he has been elected to the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame.
Yep, that's from a source, yeah.
Right.
But
right.
He is going to make it because Guy Lewis is also going to make it.
So that catches that one. I knew it wasn't official until Monday, but feeling that CBS Sports Radio is going to probably talk about it later tonight here on WKOK, I thought we'd mention it now.
All right, so now let's get into something that could dramatically change the NCAA, and that is if the O'Bannon case wins. Paying athletes. You hear a lot of extremely unintelligent talk about this, about how their image is used to garner the university millions of dollars, and they get nothing for it. And so forth. Now, it really does come to light this week. Because, I'm trying to think what Adidas did with a shirt with Kevin Ware. I'm trying to think what the message was on the front of the shirt, but they replaced the R with a 5. I've got to find what the... It was a simple message on the front. But it was brought into... Detroit beat the Yankees, by the way, 8-3. Phillies and Kansas City are scoreless top of the first. Everybody up to date on that. The Orioles lead 1-0 over Minnesota, top of the fourth at Camden Yards. Angels lead Texas 2-1 in the middle of the seventh. Padres and Rockies just underway. Adidas did this. Just want to see what they did because they should not be doing this. Adidas halts sales of Kevin Ware inspired number 5 jerseys. The company pulled a product inspired by injured Louisville guard Kevin Ware. What was going to say on it? It's rise to the occasion. That's it. Okay. And which, by the way, has been the standard. And they're going to take rise and replace the S with a 5. So all the Adidas schools, because I saw this in the opening round of the Big Ten tournament, had all changed all of their pregame T-shirts, and all of the Adidas schools are wearing rise to the occasion just in the school colors, okay? And so they were saying the sale of this, it won't benefit Ware and so forth. You know, Ware doesn't need any benefits. Every single thing he has is covered by health insurance from the university. But they knew they had to put the brakes on this thing because it would have really then accelerated the idea of the whole, what about, they used the number 5 and it's because of Kevin Ware and blah, 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 and he's not going to get a dime from it and so forth. Look at the jerseys they sell at the Penn State bookstore. The jerseys, the 42s, the 11s, and those players don't get a dime of it. When Evan Royster was the all-time leading rusher at Penn State, for example, they had 22 jerseys out left and right. Well, 22 can mean John Cappelletti, too. So now, let me get to the payment of athletes. Yes, there are athletes during non-training tape out there, and that's a fact, and that's a quote. And I've talked to athletes about that. There used to be what they call laundry money that athletes received. I would not be opposed to, quote, some nominal. Hold on. As a parent of 3 Penn State graduates, worth going to the university, so I want to at least give you the facts. This is not a complaint. I qualify for the university discount. So a fat lifetime. I know what I... Parents in-state and especially out of state pay tens of thousands. So let's face it, one way or the other, job student, tens of thousands of dollars over 4 or 5 years of tuition. You do not have to pay. Also, of course, many others that don't, but they leave with a degree. Whatever the stipend happens to be. Books, training tables. For athletes across the board, not just football or basketball players, because you do not see, for example, a star lacrosse player displayed in any bookstore in America. And that's on the rise. But you don't see that. You don't see the softball player's jersey in there. But the vast majority of the exams, and we all believe in the for it. Also, when you look at the facilities, $1 million a year. Beard, soft, beautiful new lacrosse facility. They used to play in an area where they had a snow fence up. Athletes deserve to have nice facilities in order to excel. And that's where the money gets reinvested. They are not taking all the, quote, profits and going out and buying 50 million shares of Ford for everyone's 401k plan. It's not happening. The money is being invested in sports that don't make any money. That's where the money's going. And it's going into facilities for programs that don't make any money. Men's and women's lacrosse, great sport. They don't make money, but you don't deserve to stick them out in the field that you cut once in a while either. They deserve to have a great place to play. Softball doesn't make any money here, neither does baseball. The baseball thing worked out because of the spikes. But then softball, they looked over, they said, well, gee, you know, we're over here with this facility, which was lousy. And now they have a facility that's befitting of the same as the men's facility because under Title IX they should. I don't mind laundry money, some walking around money, as Kevin would put it, which is a good way of putting it. That doesn't bother me because, again, they really can't hold down jobs during the course of the year. They can't. So I understand that. They should be able to go down and buy themselves a pizza or whatever like that. You have to find the money to do that. But to think that athletic departments, through their corporate partners, very important, advertising, radio networks, TV networks, Learfield deals, and so forth, all this money is needed not just to pay coaches' salaries, but it's invested in the athletes themselves. Because when you look at the 42 and the 11 in the Penn State bookstore, which could be Michael Motti and Matt McGloin, and people are buying that, they're just two of 800 student-athletes that Penn State has to pay tuition for. And one of the great variables that an athletic department here goes through is they don't know when they're doing their budgeting when the fiscal year starts July 1st, as to what the percentage of increase will be for tuition, because they have to pay it. And when Penn State plays a game in the Jordan Center, Housing and Food Services runs the building. Well, guess what? They pay rent. Lady Lions practice in the South Gym, pay rent. Play a game, pay rent. Men's basketball, pay rent, pay rent. All the office space have to pay rent. There's a transaction that takes place. Housing for athletes, have to pay. Books, training tables. Baseball team wants to take a trip to Texas. Softball team wants to go to California. Women's volleyball wants to go on to a trip to Stanford. Where do you think this comes from? Go to the Department of Education website, and look up the revenues versus expenses for athletic departments that they report every year to the United States Department of Education. I've seen the numbers. They're not taking the excess and they're pouring it into 5 million shares of Ford so everybody can get their 401k at the expense of student athletes. The money's going back into student athletes, and that if that means facilities, that's fine, because the student athletes are the ones that use the facilities and practice in the facilities. And as a parent who has paid a lot of money in my lifetime for tuition, I can tell you, a scholarship is getting paid. And leaving debt-free from the university is an incredible luxury. Instead of having to pay back student loans, which they have to take out. I filled out a lot of FAFSA forms in my lifetime. So the people that are the talk show hosts that talk about this aren't old enough to have children in college and understand. We'll come back with more News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Forget about the price tag. Ain't about the to change. Why don't you just go out and play Celine Dion's theme to Titanic when we could have gone into the Rutgers story? All right, Dave in Sunbury. Thanks for waiting, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Kevin.
How are you, Dave?
Okay. Well, Steve, believe it or not, I totally agree with you. An AI'd have a son that's old enough to incur that kind of expense. But, A, he's not gifted enough to get to Penn State. Okay?
Right.
As far as I was thinking of Ryan Kaiser and the tight end that was walk-ons and now they're on scholarship.
Matt Lehman and
Ryan Kaiser.
Ryan Kaiser,
That helps the family out.
Oh, are you kidding me? And imagine, hey, look, and here's the other part, Dave, okay? Yeah. People that pay out of state pay double.
Yeah.
That scholarship, you recruit a kid from Virginia, California, New York, New Jersey, they have to pay double the tuition. So it's double the scholarship.
I totally agree with you. I said, and what I was listening for you was, I didn't know who that gentleman was you were talking about at Rutgers that finally resigned.
Tim Pernetti, the athletic director.
Yeah, well, then I seen it was the athletic director. It was on a talk show, a show they had on TV about who it was.
Yeah.
And, well, he should have pulled the plug back in the beginning. He might have kept
his
job.
But you know what, Dave? I don't know. This is something that's a very murky thing right now. We don't know what the HR people and the lawyers told them. That's why it becomes murky, because it's obvious when you look at the tape, Mike Rice should be fired. Well, maybe he tried to fire him, and they told him, well, we really can't. And they came up with this plan. See, that it came up in today's press conference about the lawyers, and in his statement he alluded to it. There's something not right here.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. You want to sit back and relax, watch the Final Four tomorrow night? You want to do so in style. Beverages, snacks, pickle bar. And a certain undesirable show up, you'd like to at least entertain them. (phone rings) 1-800-795-9565 is our number. Come on, jump in. Look, if you're not going to jump in with all the meat we've got on the table today, my goodness, come on. Now, you got scandals all over the place. I always laugh when I hear the ESPN guys say, as soon as money got involved, well, you're the guys paying it.
And a lot of it, I might add.
You guys are the ones like doling it out. Last time I checked, your company is the one doling out the cash. In droves, I might add. crack me up.
Yeah.
As soon as money got involved, you mean you guys?
Well, I think...
Your company?
I think it's really hard not to give the players some sort of money, not during the season, but in the off season. Because, I mean, the way I understand this, a lot of these players are loading up on their classes in the off season, so that limits the time that they can actually earn some money at a job. They definitely can't do it during the season.
You can't give them much of anything, though. Look, you just really can't. Yeah. First of all, nobody's giving the student on campus any extra money to go get a pizza either.
And, that's a very valid point that I don't think a lot of people look
at. All right. And... it's obvious that there's some athletes that come from families that do not have means. That do not have means. They come from bad circumstances. I've seen them. I've met them. Sports has saved them. So there's no question about it.
But sports is also a cross section, Kevin. Across the board, you have some athletes that are really good athletes that come from family with means. They go to the IMG academies, they go to the prep schools, things like that. And it's no sweat where mom and dad can give them a few extra dollars. It's the athletes that don't come from means. And I would think that you would maybe it's a case that you have to file paperwork. And if you file the right paperwork, then maybe you can. If you're above a certain threshold, no.
The only thing that I worry about, the NCAA.
I don't worry about it at all.
No, the NCAA has such an issue right now policing anything. How in the world would they be able to police this?
I'm saying, though, as of right now, I mean, the only thing I would do is, hey, give them $50 a month. Do the best you can. But that's it.
Use some coupons.
But you have to remember that they leave debt free.
That's very true. I mean, I've always thought that they get a scholarship and that pays for their tuition. I do understand, that's
No.
There's no tuition, payment there?
Tuition, room, board, books. Okay? They don't have to pay. Parents don't have to pay for a dime of any of this stuff.
Right. I was oversimplifying, but there's a lot of stuff there that they get paid for. Right.
None. Training table. I mean, training table, they go up, they've got a choice. And they're just going up there tonight, and it's going to be Sloppy Joe's. No. They're athletes. They consume a lot of calories. They need to consume a lot of calories. They also have the best fitness center workouts going and things like that.
What happens in the off season, though, for, like, the food?
Well, players do get jobs, you know.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
There are athletes that get jobs. Get jobs around town, things like that, part-time work. That happens.
So do
Alan,
I.
Alan Wisniewski, for example, is a non-scholarship walk-on player from Michigan. So his parents are paying the out-of-state rate. They don't get room. He doesn't get a room. They got to pay for that, too. And he has a job at Quiznos besides playing basketball.
So do I understand in the way that you've described things that you're not really supporting paying players, but there might be a situation where you'd be supporting it to a point.
No, okay. I don't.
All right.
The only thing I support is the old laundry money, concept, which is what it was called.
Okay.
Okay. Where you get a few extra dollars and that's it. But that's it. I'm sorry, but scholarships are money. Okay? Dorm is money. Books, money. Training table, money.
So
don't need to go to the local fitness center because you work out all the time, okay? Ask any parent of the other 45,000 students on this campus, whether it's money.
So when they use the term free ride, they're not kidding.
I mean, ask the parents of any student at Bucknell. Ask the parent at Bloomsburg. Ask the parent at Lock Haven. The parent at Shippensburg. Okay? And this isn't just a semester deal. I mean, I personally have paid tens of thousands of dollars out of my own pocket for my children. And they've taken out loans of tens of thousands of dollars. Now, the fortunate thing is that because of where I live, they've lived here. So I've saved on the room part. And obviously, the room and board part because we can feed them. So, I mean, that part was saved, and I made them always buy their own books. And I filled out the FAFSA forms, and I did the whole thing in that regard for them. But you cannot look at a parent. And you can't sit in the ivory tower of the talk show world without getting your hands dirty and not look at the tens of thousands of parents across this country that are paying tuitions from Los Angeles to Orono. and not tell them that athletes aren't already getting, quote, paid, even though they're not physically getting the cash.
What about those athletes that aren't on scholarship, though?
Well, you elect to go to whatever college you wish. And they have the love of the whole thing. I mean, that's, you know, they decide to go to school here. They are not, you know, some people are invited walk-ons. Others end up trying out and making the team. Ethan Kilmer just tried out and made the team. You realize that?
Yeah, I remember you saying that one other time.
He tried out and made it. I mean, Matt Lehman went to Shippensburg, didn't play football at Shippensburg. Came here, somebody looked at him and go, man, you're big. So walk on to me, that's an elective choice.
That's a choice, okay.
And look at Ryan Kaiser. He elected to walk on at Penn State. Matt McGloin elected to walk on at Penn State. Look how it worked out for them.
Yeah, it paid off.
Okay, now let's get the Kaisers in here, and let's ask the Kaiser family from Selins Grove. What is life like now that Ryan's on scholarship compared to when you were paying the bill? And you tell me if in a roundabout way Ryan isn't getting paid. Because they've gone from having to foot the bill for Ryan's tuition, footing the bill for Ryan's housing, footing the bill for Ryan's books, and of course and walk-ons are not part of, okay, training table, things like that, okay?
Yeah, I don't think a lot of fans, including, you know, a lot of fans in the looking at it from the outside, like myself, realized that, you know, the food, the housing, everything like that was also included in the scholarship. I've always thought that the scholarship was just the tuition part of it.
No. They have training table. Now, I'm not sure if they only get training table a day if they got to take care of breakfast. And I'm not sure.
I'm thinking of a different type of training table. So explain this one to me. Make sure I'm thinking the right thing.
Well, after practice tonight, the players have training table.
And that is?
That is really a buffet style.
Okay.
Set up that Jim Hopi puts together. Jim's literally my next door neighbor. Lives literally next door.
So when you say training table, this is actually a food thing.
Yeah, you're talking about salad, dessert, pasta, chicken. You know, the basketball players, for whatever reason, love the breakfast food. So pancakes or waffles or whatever. Literally, they have these choices.
Because the first thing that pops into my head was training, as in being able to get fit, training table.
No.
You know, where the trainer works on you, but I understand where you're going now.
Meals, food. Okay, and then when they go on a road trip, they get hotel paid for. They eat together, breakfast paid for. They eat pregame meal paid for. And if it turns out that you travel back and it's at a time where it's still technically part of the trip, they can get cash to cover a meal once they leave, because they're not going to be eating together. That's the way it worked out. There is that option, by the way. If you go to a bowl game, I think they've changed the rules on this, but it used to be if you went to a bowl game, and you would get a stipend to travel. If you ended up getting a ticket that was less than the stipend, you got to keep the difference. That's the way it used to be.
Not to mention the little goodie packs that come along with it.
Right. You get that. I don't think the players really care about that, but some of the things are nice. But I'm saying all this, I mean, I'm just explaining why when they sit back and go, well, their likeness is used and blah, blah, blah. The likeness of who? Whose likeness is used? I mean, what percentage? Let's see. There are 800 student-athletes here. So, let's see. You probably can get Tim Frazier's 23, Monty's 42, McGloin's 11. I'm Okay, what about the other 797? Okay, see my point? At Louisville, you can probably get Teddy Bridgewater's number 5. You can probably get Peyton Siva's number 3. Obviously, now they put Ware's number 5 out there. But then, see, the names aren't on the back either. But what about all the other Louisville athletes? What about the women's volleyball player? What about the Louisville baseball player? I mean, their jerseys aren't
coveted.
People don't buy those things.
They're not coveted items.
Right. I mean, it's very limited as to who is, quote, in demand. I mean, at Notre Dame, people were wearing 5s left and right this year. Well, that's also Paul Hornung's number.
I was going to say there's a lot of 5s, though, not only this year, but in previous years.
Right. 5s. I mean, when Jimmy Clausen played, they're probably 7s, but John Heward and Joe Theismann wore 7. You know, I mean, it's... The lawsuit goes too far. And they're acting as if student athletes are being used for profit, and everybody's taking the money and going, and they're buying mutual funds with it, and everybody in the athletic department's 401k is boosted, and they're going to the Caymans. Department of Education will tell you on its website what the profit numbers are or the deficit numbers are for universities. Let's take women's basketball as an example because it is specific on the U.S. Department of Education. Specific. There are women's basketball numbers every single school. There isn't one school in women's basketball making money right now. And I'll hear UConn. UConn used to. UConn doesn't now. UConn, in the latest report, lost $1.1 million in women's basketball, according to the Department of Education report. That same report outlined that almost every Big Ten women's basketball program loses between $2.5 and $3 million a year. Is it worth it to have women's basketball? Absolutely. But as you can see, it's not, you know, in order for the Alex Bentleys and the Maggie Lucases of the world to have their opportunity and to get on an NCAA basketball stage like they were on and to win a Big Ten championship, money was spent. Which is fine, because they had the money to spend because they had surpluses in men's basketball and football. So it's... This is not cut and dried, and that's why when I hear, look at all the money they make off of these kids. All right, yeah, they're making, you know, let's face it, Beaver Stadium gets 105, 110,000 people in there. Yeah, the corporate partners are up, the blue and white partners, the Keystone partners, the Nike contract, the AT&T contract, you know, I mean, all these kind of, but again, they're not making, look at all the profit. It's great. You know, we took the whole athletic department to Cancun. No, you didn't. Okay, all the money went back into making sure you have a viable women's hockey program. Money went back into $2 million of maintenance at Beaver Stadium. The money went back into, oh, there was a 5% tuition increase, which means a 5% tuition increase. So you got to make up the difference. And we increase the housing price as well. Well, you got to make up for that too, just like a parent has to make up for it. So if you're going to look at the parents in the state of Oklahoma, the parents in the state of Texas, California, Florida, Pennsylvania, you name it, the ones that don't have children that are on scholarships, they can tell you right now that The ones that are on scholarships should be very thankful for being on scholarship. It's like being paid. I mean, let's face it. All of us as parents make a big deal. My oldest daughter got $500 in scholarship money coming out of high school. We were thrilled. It was $500 less we had to pay.
Stop it. You're scaring me, and I got 4 years to go yet.
But we were proud of her. I mean, tuition has not gone down, and housing hasn't gone down. And the price of the food plan hasn't gone down. Price of books, I can tell you, hasn't gone down. You just look at the kids in my class. When I tell them there's no book in the class, they love it. There's no book required for my class. Mine is not a book class. Mine's a practical class. But they still have to go out and buy flash drives and things like that because they have to hand those things in. But it's not a book, and books are expensive. And when they go to trade their books in, all right, book swap day, go down there, they get like almost nothing back. So if you're telling me they're not already getting some sort of compensation, how about that? They're not getting some sort of compensation. You're not living in the real world of what sending a child to a university is. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
I really need a used car.
Sunbury Motors has lots full of used cars.
But it has to be a good used car.
Well, they're not good.
What?
They're great. Sunbury Motors has over 300 used vehicles to choose from. Cars, SUVs, and trucks so good, we wouldn't sell them if we wouldn't drive them. That's probably why we consistently sell over 200 cars a month. And when it comes to new, Sunbury Motors is the largest Ford dealership in the Central Susquehanna Valley. Sunbury Motors makes buying a new car easy with a huge inventory and lots of choices.
And I'm a smart shopper, and I know what the price should be for the car I want.
Well, here at Sunbury Motors, you get our lowest price promise. We research prices on used cars so much that if you find a better deal, we'll beat it. That's a promise. So here's your keys.
Thanks.
Take a test drive today at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and our Kia dealerships at Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Shop 24/7 and see our inventory at sunburymotors.com. That's sunburymotors.com. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Money makes the world go round. It makes the world go round.
There's a line in the movie It's a Wonderful Life where Clarence the Angel looks at Jimmy Stewart and he says, you don't need any money. He says, we don't have any money in heaven. He says, well, it comes in pretty handy down here, bub.
Well, it comes in handy.
It comes in pretty handy down here, bub. I would pay every dime I paid so far for my children's tuition. I mean, do I wish I could have saved on it? Yeah. I mean, do I wish they had scholarships? Of course I do. But if you're going to sit there and say that a scholarship and housing and training tables and things like that are not compensation for, by the way, the very, very hard work they put in. I think everyone knows no one has more respect for student athletes than I do. But when I hear outside entities talk about, oh, they should be getting paid and all the thing, they're like professional athletes. They are not like professional athletes. You know, and why don't you send your kid to college and then you tell me whether they're being compensated? Why don't you go over to the bursar's office and hand them a check? And I'm not complaining about it at all. At all. They're my children. I love them. And I've always gone over there because I've wanted to give them the best opportunity I could give them. And I did not want to let them down. But then when I hear somebody who either doesn't have kids or has somebody who's 12 years old on there pontificating about, look at all the money they make off these people, blah, 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 blah. I sit there and go, hey, you know what? Send three kids to college at once. You tell me whether they're being compensated. You go to the bursar's office, you write the checks.
I'm begging that my kid gets an athletic scholarship or any kind of scholarship. I'll consider that pay and be happy about it.
I've met the kid. You'll be paying through the nose.
Yep.
All right. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Enjoy your weekend. I hope it's a great one. We'll talk to you Monday about the national championship game. Final Four, got my seat all picked out.